I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yo, what up? Welcome to Tevez of the Best. Today is Tuesday, August 24, 2021. My name is JC Tevez. Welcome to the podcast about my life and nothing else. But stick around! You might learn something new. Hi, everyone. How are you? If it's your first time here, you might know me as a radio DJ, a former Mix VJ, a former TFC Connect host, events host. But now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know that I am now an audiobook porn reader. Not really, kinda. Okay, here's the story, friends. So I got a new gig through my co-DJ. Shout out to my girl MJ, who got me a gig for her audio production studio or whatever that she works for. Cause they were outsourced by a audiobook company or app or whatever to record some ebooks. So here's the story, okay? Here's the story. MJ asked me, JC, do you want to audition for this racket, this gig? And I didn't know what it was, right? She just said VO, whatever. And I said, oh yeah, cool. Because I've done voiceovers before, excuse me. And usually the samples are short, you know, for example, they'll give you one line. So if it's like, BDO, right? We find ways. Usually that's what they'll ask for. Like, for the best service, BDO, we find, or actually more realistically, if you want to wait in long lines, BDO, we find ways to make you wait. Like that, right? That's kind of the samples that you would give. But in this case, she's like, okay. So after I said yes, then she said, oh, just to let you know, it's more of like an audiobook Wattpad style. So I was like, oh, okay. I've never done it before. And so she gave me the first chapter and I was so surprised because normally when I send audio samples, you're not getting paid, right? You're just, you know, you're sending your thing. So it was a whole chapter. But of course, it's from my coworker and I wanted to help her out. So, you know, I bit the bullet and I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll do it. And, you know, I tried my best. Like, spoiler, you already know I got the job, right? But I just gave it a shot. I didn't think I would get it. And I ended up fucking getting it. It's crazy. I don't know why. So the story is called Love's Broken Road. Chapter 1, Dakota's POV, right? It's about they live in the Midwest. Like, I don't speak with an accent because I don't know how to do any of that stuff. So I just read it I guess I changed the voices. Like, if I play the main character, his name is Dakota. So I speak like this. Hey, you know, hey, hey, my name is Dakota. But then there's another girl, the main girl, her name is Shay. So when I talk to Shay, it's like, hi, my name is Shay. See, it's a little bit lower, I think. I don't know if you guys could differentiate. But that's my name. My dog's barking. But so, it's like that. And, you know, when I first read the first chapter, I knew it was like a love story. The Dakota guy, his fiance broke up with him. So that was kind of the first chapter. So I sent it in. And then a few days ago, I went into work. MJ is like the DJ that I switch roles with after. So I take over her shift. And she said, hey, by the way, you got the job. I was like, oh, what? And she's like, oh, it's 10 hours of recordings, 48 chapters. I'm like, oh, fuck. That's a lot of work. So I won't tell you how much the rate is, but I did the calculation. It still turns out to be a pretty solid hourly rate. 10 hours of work. The hourly rate, I think, is actually really solid, huh? But I had never done it before, so I don't know if that is like what the baseline is. But for me, I'm happy with the rate that they offered me. I was just really worried that I wouldn't be able to perform because I've never done this before. Plus, there's multiple characters that appear throughout the next succeeding chapters. So I was even more worried because I can't do voices. There are people who do this professionally that have done this for years. And I don't really see this as something I'm going to ever do professionally, maybe on the side. Well, I'm doing it right now, like how I'm doing right now, but I will never be able to be one of those performers that really do it every, you know, for their life work. Because different characters, I use the same shit. If it's a guy, I make a deeper tone. If it's a girl, I use a lighter tone. I can't really differentiate the characters. But I told them that too. I said, are you guys sure that you want to hire me for this? I was honest because I didn't want to, you know, do a bad, for me, I don't like doing a bad job on any gig that I'm doing. Even if it's my first time, I want to, you know, make sure that if they get me, it's because they think I can do it. So I listened to their, cause they edit it a little. The audio engineers, by the way, not just our audio engineer on this project. His name is PV, but he edited the first chapter that I did. I listened to it. I was like, holy shit. This sounds fucking amazing, bro. It's like I'm T-Pain. I'm like the T-Pain. I know. No, I take that back. T-Pain is actually a very good singer. Without auto-tune. I'm trying to think of a singer who's bad, but only sounds okay with auto-tune. I can't think of one, but just imagine he auto-tuned the shit out of my audiobook or my chapter. It sounded fucking fantastic. So, you know, I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. You know, he's able to cover my ass in a sense because I'm not, I feel like I can't do all these weird characters, but he was able to modulate the voices and add like echoes and shit to make it sound really nice. So I was like, okay, I had a little more confidence. And then I got to like chapter 6. And there's a fucking sex scene. I have a screenshot here. I will give you a little sneak peek. I don't want you guys to hear the whole thing. It's a little vulgar, right? It's that's why this podcast is marked explicit content. So this story is written from two point of views. A guy, Dakota, and a girl named Shay. So this is me, how I read it from the POV of the girl. Her name is Shay. He looked disappointed but nodded his head. He started kissing my neck, making his way to my stomach. The kisses gave me goosebumps and caused me to shiver. His hands went to the button on my jeans. Jaden quickly unfastened it and slid my pants off my body. Oh my god! Wait, there's one line just moving forward. Oh god, my body tensed as I neared climax. Oh god, don't stop! I cried out. Oh man, you know there was a really popular podcast here on Spotify. I don't know if they took it down because it was too sexually explicit, but it was like Male Moans. The Male Moans Orgasm. It was just this guy, I assumed it was a guy, moaning into his microphone. So I don't know if this podcast will now be flagged in the same vein. But you know, I'm just telling you what I had to read, bro. And there's lines like, damn, you taste delightful, baby. Fuck me, man. I am 12 chapters deep. And actually, I'm pretty invested in the story. The story itself is you know, it's very amateur, right? It's not professionally written. There's a lot of errors, like whether spelling or even tense or they don't contract words, so it doesn't sound conversational when you read it. So we were given liberty to kind of fix that, so it sounded more natural. But the story itself, it's very Wattpad, very Precious Hearts romances. I don't know what you guys are familiar with. Mga fan fiction, like guy. Falls in love with girl, or no, guy, likes this girl, but she has a boyfriend, but she likes him back, and now he's dating the friend who, the sister of the boyfriend's friend. I don't know, man. It's fucking wild. It's a wild story. You know, maybe you'll get turned on listening to it. But I just want to let you know. The name of the, so if you ever want to listen to it down the line, it's not out yet, obviously. I'm not done recording it. They still have to produce it, whatever. But the name of the app, which I've never heard of before, so I had to Google it because, you know, I just want to know if it was legit. It's called WeHear. 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 Audiobooks and fiction. It's on the Google app place, the Android, Play Store, Google Play Store. I don't know if there's an iOS version. But I just did a Google search, and it seems to be showing up here. Oh, parang meron din sa Apple. I'm looking right now on Google. Yeah, I think they have it here. I don't know how they monetize TBH. And because, you know, how would they monetize? Subscription-based? I think maybe like they give you the first chapter and then you can pay to keep listening. I'm guessing that's how it works. So I've never used it. So if anyone wants to kind of give that shit a shot and let me know, give me some feedback before my book goes on there. Fuck, man. Fucking libog bastos, man. Just kidding. All half kidding. It was an interesting, it's the most interesting voiceover I've ever had to do. That's is no question. Anyway, moving on from that, how long have I been talking now? About 10 minutes. Okay, it's not so bad. I'm not gonna make any excuses why I didn't record last week. I forgot why I didn't. Just didn't feel like it. New stuff. Oh, President Duterte is running for vice president. Whoa, what a shocker. Didn't see that one come and said no one with a brain ever. Piece of shit. What the fuck? What the fuck, man? Come on, bro. That's some bullshit. And then, you know, he gives it a, I don't know, I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore after my fuck you, bro. What a... I'm sorry if you're a supporter, but that guy's a piece of shit, bro. So anyway, he's running for vice president. In case you missed the news, I'm sure you already did. I'm sure you're already high blood pressured because of it. Anything else? Oh, the Spider-Man trailer came out. So it leaked actually yesterday. And me, being a fan of all that kind of shit, I'm a sucker for that. I don't care. You know, some people are like, you know, the purists are like, no, I will not watch it until the official release. Bro, if you told me, JC, there is a HD version of the full movie of Spider-Man out now, you know, before it comes out in December, but you have to pay 500 pesos to watch it, would you do it? Fuck yeah, I would do it. Of course I would. Come on. Yes, I would. So anyway, I tried to, but the thing is, the leak trailer was fucking unwatchable. It was so grainy, you couldn't hear shit. But I looked on Reddit for someone typed out a scene-by-scene description. So by the time that I saw the trailer, I actually kind of knew what was already going to happen because I read the scene-by-scene. So did I ruin it for myself? No, because it looks fucking cool. You know, it's like watching your favorite, it's like watching a book get turned to life. Right? Harry Potter is one of my favorite series, book series ever. Does reading it before make the movie less special? Not at all. So I didn't feel bad that I kind of knew what was going to happen. It was cool to see it executed in HD and not some grainy. It was, and the leaked video was a recording of a recording. They couldn't leak just the recording. They couldn't leak. So it was a guy recording on his phone, another phone, which I think had another phone playing the video. I don't know. It was crazy, man. It was a leakception. If anything, but the Spider-Man trailer's out. Oh man. So they're not going to reveal what Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield's role is there. Like, they're not going to do it in the trailer because that's kind of like, that would take the steam out of your, out of the engine. They have to not show any of that ever. Like, it cannot be in any trailer because imagine, because in Civil War, right? Remember when you watched Civil War, they spoiled it. Having that Spider-Man was going to show up. Imagine if you're watching Civil War, you have no idea Spider-Man's going to show up, and all of a sudden at the airport, he steals Captain America's shield and just lands. It's like, hey, I'm Peter or whatever. Dude, you would lose your shit, right? So I hope they don't do that. I hope they don't reveal the ex-Spider-Men who are confirmed to be in the movie. So, I mean, it's not going to be a surprise that they're going to be on the screen. It's going to be how they come on, how they come into the scene. Like, that has got to be... Man, I cannot imagine. I wonder how it's going to be. They do show Doc Ock, though. Dr. Octopus, the villain in what I deem to be the best Spider-Man movie out of all of them, Spider-Man 2. I've defended this time and time again. As much as the Tom Holland, like, fanboys and fangirls always say, no, Tom Holland fits the role so well. Yeah, he's good, man. I like Tom Holland. But Spider-Man 2 is the best Spider-Man movie. You cannot convince me otherwise. Tell me I'm wrong. Name me a better Spider-Man movie. Besides, I don't count Into the Spider-Verse. Okay, that's a great movie too, but I'm talking about live action, all right? Don't try to insert Into the Spider-Verse for that, because Spider-Verse is really good too. But yeah, Spider-Man 2. So Doc Ock, who looks exactly the same, man, as he did when that movie came out. When did Spider-Man 2 come out? Alexa, when did Spider-Man 2 come out? Let me ask her. So Alexa's pretty much my best friend right now. 2004, 17 years ago. Hold on. Alexa, be quiet, please. Thank you. 2004, June 30 is when Spider-Man 2 came out. And he looks exactly the same. Alfred Molina, played by the same guy, BT Dubs. And you see a little bit of sneak peeks of Electro. You don't see Jamie Foxx, but you see like lightning bolts. You see the Green Goblin grenade shit. You see a new suit, a new Spider-Man suit. Excuse me. And a lot of scenes. I mean, a lot of scenes with Zendaya. And I feel like Doctor Strange is going to be the new Iron Man in a sense of how, like, you know how in the first Spider-Man, there was a lot of Iron Man? In this one, it's going to be Spider-Man, but with a lot of Doctor Strange, which I'm okay with. I don't know. Doctor Strange, he's going to be in, like, so many fucking movies. He's going to be in this one. He's going to be in Wanda. No, he has his own movie with Wanda. I think is going to be in it. So he's a big player now, huh? He's Stephen Strange. Anyway, go watch the trailer. Let me know what you think. I am so hyped for it. I cannot fucking wait till December when we have to pirate it because we're still in COVID, right? How are we going to watch that shit, man? We can't. We're going to be in the pandemic for another year. And it's Love's Lost Road and his big length member rubbed up on my skin. Okay, what else do we have here? I've written a few things. On Axie Infinity, just in case you wanted some updates on that. I got some new scholars. It's going good. I'm hoping for the price of SLP to go up. So if any Axie people out there feel my pain, right? Are you guys just holding your, as my ebook would say, are you holding your length and waiting for access? And then she allowed me access. Her tongue touched my tongue and our tongues battled and we groaned. Can't wait. I hope Axie just down the line, they need to change the burning of SLP because there's an oversupply. You guys who don't know what I'm talking about are probably bored. So I'm just going to move on from the Axie conversation. Whoa. New music. I realize I don't talk enough about music on this podcast because I always recommend movies and stuff that I watch, which I'll probably do in a bit as well. But I've been listening to a lot of music lately, courtesy of my homegirl, Alexa. Hold on, I have to tell her to stop. Alexa, stop. Never mind. She's always listening. So I always tell her to play a song. So I've been listening to the opening song of In the Heights. Good morning, Usnavi. And that's my abuela. She's not really my abuela. It's a good song. And I don't know why I'm late to the party. Song's not that new. But Jamie Miller's Something Perfect. What's it called? You're Not Perfect? I'm Your Perfect? Hold on. Jamie Miller, Here's Your Perfect. I like his solo version. The one with the girl is good too. But I like his solo, the solo acoustic version is the shit. That song is great. It's been on repeat. And the new Ed Sheeran song, which if you want to cry, that is the song to listen to. It's called Visiting Hours. I don't know, I didn't look up the story behind who he wrote it to, but it sounds like a song written to a parent or a lover or someone who died. It is a good song. And I brought this up also because I'm a big Ed Sheeran fan, right? But he puts out ever since he got really big, he's put out a lot of garbage, in my opinion. Like, I still will say Plus is his best album, right? Divide, I think, is his weakest, I believe. I will say, I'm pretty sure Divide is his weakest. Multiply was okay, but Plus, I like every song on Plus. And I think it's because he really had more heartfelt, not so pop mainstream shit on there. And I'm not a big fan of Ed Sheeran's upbeat work, but I will say that one of my favorite songs from him is the one with Bruno Mars and Chris Stapleton, a track called Blow, off of the album where he does where he features a lot of people. I forgot the name of that album, but that song's good. But the only upbeat song that I really, really like from Ed Sheeran is called You Need Me, I Don't Need You. I think that's the official title. You Need Me, Girl, I Don't Need You. That song is a banger. But I hate Shape of You. I fucking hate that song. And it's his most popular song. I don't like that song. I hate Shape of You. I don't like any most of his upbeat stuff. It's irritating to my ears. I love his sentimental, heartfelt, sounds like he wrote it on the back of a napkin kind of songs. And this Visiting Hours is great. In contrast to that, just to illustrate my point even more, that new his first single off of his new music, I forgot what it's called. Let me look it up. Bad Habits. I fucking hate that song. That song is garbage. But then he puts out Visiting Hours, and I'm like, damn, Ed Sheeran still got it. I remember listening to Ed Sheeran for the first time on Pandora, which I don't think was available here. Imagine, and I talked about it on Hala Hala Show. Imagine Spotify, you know, on Spotify, you can play a song, right? And then you can go to that song radio, like go to artist radio or song radio, and it'll play you songs that are similar to that track, and you can discover new shit, and you'll probably hear songs that you've already heard before. It kind of curates a radio station playlist for you. And Pandora did that exclusively. You couldn't pick songs to play. You just had to pick an artist, and it would play you similar stuff. And I think at the time, I was into Paolo Nutini. I had a Paolo Nutini phase because of, I have shared this story, right? There is this girl in my science class who I stalked on Facebook, and I saw that she went to a Paolo Nutini concert, and I thought she was really cute. So I started listening to Paolo Nutini. And then, fun story, by the way, I hit her car backing, reversing. But there was no damage, so that was the end of that, right? We were going, I forgot where we were going, the zoo. We had to go to the zoo for a science field trip in college. In college, we had a field trip to the zoo, man. Anyway, but that's just, you know, that's why I was listening to Paolo Nutini, who I ended up really enjoying. And then Ed Sheeran came on. The first song I heard from Ed Sheeran, I remember it. It was The A-Team. And I was like, wow, this is a nice song. And it's about, and at first I thought it was, I didn't know what the hell he meant by A-Team. And in fact, later on, I found out it's about a lady and like drugs, right? See, that's the shit I'm talking about. It's like heartfelt. You know, it's not like, I'm in love with the shape of you. I want to touch your big fat boobs, right? I don't know the lyrics. But I like Ed Sheeran when he writes for, you know, from the heart. Shape of You, man. And it's his, I think I remember reading that. It's his number one performing song on the charts. Like even higher than Thinking Out Loud. I like Thinking Out Loud. But even Thinking Out Loud, right, is more mainstreamy than any song that was on Plus. Like, just if you want to, cause I know some of you are Ed Sheeran fans from day one, like I am. But just in case you've only listened to his singles off of, you know, all that, with nothing wrong with that. But go on Spotify and listen to Plus. That album is one of my favorite albums ever. Like, of all time. It is fantastic. From start to finish, it has incredible songs. Let me just kind of find the track list for you. I gotta go to Wikipedia. And you, I call him Edward, by the way. Edward Sheeran, that's his name. Plus, here we go. So the track list here is, there's like deluxe edition, but I'm just going to go with like the standard. So the A-Team, Drunk, right? I'm going to list the names of the songs. Like I know all these songs, but if you haven't listened to any of them, or if you don't know these, I will highly recommend this. So the A-Team you've probably heard. Drunk is all right. You and I is it's upbeat, but it's not, I'm in love with the shape of you. The lyrics is, you and it's about a couple who go to university or like they're splitting, like they split because they were LDR because of university. Like you and I stands for university, but also stands for you and I. See? Fuck you, Shape of You, right? you and I, ended over you and I, right? Ganda no, galing ni Echi, right? Okay, grade 8, meh, okay, so Wake Me Up, I love that. Small Bump, I think, is a song that is wildly underrated. If you have not listened to Small Bump, it's about Ed Sheeran singing to, I don't think it was to a specific unborn baby, but it's a song about a father singing to their unborn baby. You're just a small bump unborn in something months you come to life. Something, 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 you've got your mother's eyes. It's such a, I love that song, Small Bump. Then this is, okay, the song This, THIS, I have a fond memory of this song. Because I wasn't particularly, a fan of the song itself. But then I watched Ed Sheeran live in San Diego when he was only big in the UK. This was before he got big kasi on Multiply. Like when Multiply came out, when I'm in love with the shape of you took over the world, that's when he really hit it big. But at this point, he hadn't released that song, that album yet. And his most popular song around the world was probably Lego House or The A-Team. So we watched him in San Diego in this little, this bar. And it was very intimate. Not that many people compared to, you know, the arenas that he's selling out now. I went to Ed Sheeran here in Moa, and like I couldn't even see the guy, right? He was so fucking far, right? In this intimate setting in San Diego, I could see the little ginger fucking hairs on his head, like that's how close I was. I could smell him, and he played this song, and he made everyone in the room kind of like hold hands or some shit like that. But it was like, I want everyone in this room to hold hands and just kind of sway. And he played that song, This. And this is the start of something beautiful. Oh, man. Oh, good song, bro. And then, of course, Lego House. This, the city is a, you need me, I don't need you. That's the one I'm talking about, the upbeat song. That's one of his closing songs before. I don't know if he still performs that song. That song's really a banger. Kiss Me and Give Me Love are really, really good too. And in case you didn't know, Give Me Love has a track at the end of it. It's like a 3 or 4 minute song, but the song is 8 minutes long because at the end of it, he sings the parting glass. Do you know that song? It's sung in also in Walking Dead. See Beth. Of all the sun that I had, I anyway. Kiss me is good, and Give Me Love. So kiss me like you wanna be loved, and then give me love like. So how would I rank the songs on Plus? That's a tough one, man. Ugh, I won't do it. It's too difficult, but Plus is a fantastic album, right? Plus is a really good album. Multiply, Divide. I'm surprised he's not going with Subtract. He's going with Equals for his new album. So Equals is coming out, just so you know, October of this year. The first single, which sucks, is called Bad Habits, but he also has Visiting Hours here. He's got 14 songs, according to Wikipedia. I'm still gonna listen to it, right? I'm still a fan. Multiply. Fucking Multiply, man. Multiply has Sing. Like, I hate Sing. I hate that song. I hate Sing. I hate Don't. I really like Tenerife Sea, though. See? The slow stuff. And Tenerife Sea has a meaning to it, I feel like, huh? Like, I remember, is it Sing or Don't? Where he's singing about, like, I don't know, man. And Divide had, I'm trying to find what songs I really liked on Divide. Surprisingly, I hated Castle on the Hill, but now I really like that song. I don't know what it is. I hated it at first, but now I really like it. Shape of You was on Divide? What? What's the one that, wait, what is his highest charting song? But anyway, I hate Shape of You regardless, right? Let me take a look. His most... what is his most successful song? Sing? Thinking Out Loud? Shape of You. Fucking Shape of You, bro. It went number one all over the world. I don't know why. That song sucks, man. I hate that. Every time I hear that song, I don't want to listen to it. Perfect was good. Photograph was good. Like all the slow stuff. Anyway, that's my rant for today. But I love Ed Sheeran still. Right? I like the guy. I like the guy. So listen to Visiting Hours. Don't listen to Bad Habits. That song sucks. Don't ever play me Shape of You. I really dislike that song. As much as I dislike Aquaman, the movie, I really, really don't like that song. Anything else? Movies. Oh, movies. I talked about it on Hala Hala Show not too long ago. Battle Royale is good. Don't ever watch the sequel. I just want to talk a little bit about Battle Royale because that movie is good, but it also is not good. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if it was intentionally meant to be super OA, the acting and whatever. I think it was, right? But I wish they would make a remake of it. Like a more, I wouldn't say realistic, right? It's not really a realistic concept, but I would love to see a more, I know the movie is dark already, but I'd love to see a darker take on it, if that makes sense. Because if you've ever seen Battle Royale, like, they do some pretty stupid shit in that movie. Plus, when they shoot, like, when one of the guys shoots the students, like, they don't die for, like, you know, they've got, like, 80 bullets on them. They're still, like, moving around and shit. I don't want to see that. Like, I want to see, you know, if someone shoots you, like, you're dead. And I'd love to see maybe a longer time period. I think this one, they gave them 3 days. I'd love to see it played out, or maybe it would work better in like a mini series of some sort, so that you could really get attached to a lot of characters. Because in this one, you only really end up caring about maybe 4 characters in the whole movie. The main guy, the main girl, to some extent, you care about the teacher. Maybe you don't care about like him living, but you're invested in his character. And then the guy that kind of helps them out, right? The guy who already won another games. And then, of course, the main bad guy or whatever, the psychopath guy who doesn't talk, he's cool. But I didn't really give a shit about him that much because he was sadistic, but the way he killed people was so cartoony that it didn't feel, you know, whatever. It was kind of laughable when you watch it. So I'm hoping that someone out there can kind of remake it. Not necessarily I would love it to be, you know, a Japanese-made production, a Japanese film, because I think it's, you know, it's a Japanese property. They can make it work. But if it's going to be done by any other country, I hope they really kind of take what the first Battle Royale did and just kind of add a new dynamic to it. Because I really like the Battle Royale movie already, as it is. I just think that there would be a really cool, if they changed it a little bit to make it more, realistic. If you watch the movie, that movie's not, there are so many stupid, maybe was that the point though? Was the point because they're kids and they're like, oh my god, we got to kill each other now? But there's some really wild things in that movie. You're like, that would not really happen if it really happened. Does that make sense? No, I'm just talking to myself right now. Anyway, that's it. That's the podcast for today. All right, I hope you didn't get a boner listening to me earlier. JC's POV. Time to end the podcast. My throbbing length needs to go take a pee in the bathroom. End chapter. Okay, take care, guys. I don't know if I'm going to record on Friday. I had to stretch. Like this, everything I talked about today all happened in like the last week and a half. So I don't know if I'm going to have much to say on Friday. But if something does pop up, I already talked about it on Halala Show, but there's a fucking sinkhole next to my building. You know, you ever watch War of the Worlds? That's what I think. Like the alien, you know, the aliens that pop out of the lightning where the lightning struck. Looks like that. It looked like that. Especially when the rain was falling. There's a video of it, of the cracks starting to form. And you could just imagine fucking Godzilla or Mothra or War of the Worlds monsters just coming out of there. Okay. Ingat. Love you. Bye. See you all. Say it with me. Later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.